B-Pod Studios.
3 minutes.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Kutcher and Rich's Laugh, Dammit.
Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
Quids are for kids.
It's the Kutcher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap.
It's a squid.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Those are two things I don't like back to back.
Yeah. we gotta get rid of that intro. Do a new one.
I think you could get rid of both.
The old one, yeah. The old one was fine.
Maybe we just don't even.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Kutcher and Rich's Laugh, Dammit.
Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
Quids are for kids.
It's the Kutcher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap.
It's a squid. It's
on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Those are two things I don't like back to back.
Yeah. we gotta get rid of that intro. Do a new one.
I think you could get rid of both.
The old one, yeah. The old one was fine.
Maybe we just don't even put the drunken thing.
We
in.
Just have Bird just go, hey, it's me, talking to people. Although this is a mix.
I'm making a smoothie and getting my English muffins ready.
By the way, just to follow up, Joe Murray said, I went to a brewer the other day and met a girl who knew Bird, and someone replied saying, that's like saying you went to Chicago and met someone who knew Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So everyone knows Bird and Everett, of course.
As soon as you, I ask everyone that says that they've lived or live in Everett if they know Bird, and they all say, yes, they do. All right, so Bird and Nick double-teamed the hell out of the TD Garden last night.
They did, and of course it was a overtime loss, but either way, people are passionate. Nick, I don't even know how they planned things out. I'm sure they huddled together.
Well, Bird said that Nick, stole one away. Like, he pulled a sly move.
Poached
on him.
Oh, yeah, he did poach one. And maybe later on today we can compare who got the better audio out of the two. Because I think they both interviewed the same person.
Oh.
And we can find out who got the better one.
Maybe we can do that tomorrow when we have nothing to talk about.
I'll say this much, though. As much as sometimes we bust on Bird, how about just, volunteering after doing his gig over at Fenway, which can't be fun, especially the way they've been playing and how cold it is, said, you know what, after the game, after work, I'll go and help you, Nick. Just on his own. Didn't even ask him.
I think he probably didn't see that being a three-hour and 45-minute game that he had to endure.
Either way, he could have gone home. He didn't have to volunteer.
No, listen.
Good for you, Bird.
I think Bird always thinks I'm trying to undercut him. He's always giving me, the eye.
Why would he think that?
I don't know.
He's giving you the Everett eye?
We had one dust-up. Once. I would say that's not so bad. Sometimes I wonder where he is. I don't call it that he was 15 minutes late today and then went and made breakfast. I don't. It's just. God. All right. So here we go.
Can we use this for the radio?
You bet your ass you can.
Talk to me about tonight's game.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was about one period of play. I don't know what the f*** those last two periods were. So, what else
Nicholas,
can I say?
Nicholas, you're a stud. I love you, man, Nicholas.
Oh, no. They couldn't even wait 2 seconds before they go Mark Jamelli.
There's
on
nothing
him.
Nick man. Hates more than when people start talking about his
Nicholas. Oh, yes.
My name's Mark.
Mark. Oh, Nicholas. Oh, they love me and hate you.
My name is Mark Cimelli.
Sometimes I think you should have died.
I don't think he's ever said that.
I'm sure.
I've only thought it.
I'd never suffocate you with a pillow. Go back to sleep.
What?
I'm just standing here with a pillow. You go. God. You sleep tight, Nicholas. Oh,
you are a dick. You.
We're heading into Gruden Falls territory here.
Last,
I don't know.
Last words he hears.
I'm the star, you dumb bastard.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Nicholas, why do you tease me like this, Nicholas? Your father's a stud. I love you, Nicholas.
Nick, he's not wrong.
I know. My dad's a real star.
All right, hold on. Last time I checked, Nicholas, the meatballs were not ready to go, Nicholas.
They call him Nicholas. Oh, the whole nine.
Yeah, my dad's a real star.
All right,
yeah,
can we move on, please?
Yeah, I got work to do here.
I got it.
No, this is my gig. Everyone says my dad's better than me.
What else?
What are your thoughts on the game tonight?
You know what I want to see? I want to see more of the first line. I need more of that boiling water with some rigatoni and that Alfredo. And I was lacking a lot of that tonight. I didn't see the rats scurrying around. I'm talking about, you know, Marshawn. And I needed the Lord. If you don't know who the Lord is, I'm talking about Patrice Bergeron. You know, I said my prayers. He didn't answer tonight. And you know what? That's just his plan. Sometimes you pray by your bedside. It doesn't get answered.
Who do you hate on the Blues?
Oh, you know what, Bennington, you piece of shit. You come in here in Providence, and then you walk out of there. Joe, watch his fucking heart.
Oh, you're hot? What happened? You're hot.
He's got a fake fucking heart.
Oh, God, you're hot.
Yo, I'm not joking.
Oh, God.
What happened to your heart? He's got a fake effing heart.
Look at this guy. He's got a fake effing heart. Do not get to him,
Nicholas.
Man. You're going to kill the guy.
Oh, they want you to die.
You think his dad paid these guys to knock into him?
Ah, yeah. Ah, Nicholas. Take a nice punch to the chest and end it already.
I just love these guys. Careful, you're on the hot. What's
they
up with the hot?
The medicine with Tic Tacs. Those are black beauties. They're going to get your heart all going crazy.
I didn't mean to touch it. You're breaking my heart.
He doesn't have a heart to break.
Oh, jeez.
I got a fake heart to break.
Let's get Bert over here.
Oh, Xanadu.
There he is, Xanadu.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
What happened?
He's exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Yes,
I am tired. I am worn out. I'm going around that crowd. I'm trying to get people pumped, and they're giving me that look. Excuse me, I paid $600 for my seats. Could you please not yell so loud? No!
All
right. This is why I'm here! I am a true fan!
Right.
I am here! I am here!
We have emo pissed off Xanadu.
Now, is Xanadu in the game? Like, does he go into
last row, upper deck.
The amount of pictures I was sent last night of Xanadu and Ultimate Bruiser. There's one of, I think that it was going into overtime. And everyone's like kind of pissed at how the Bruins have played. Xanadu's just standing up by himself in the front of the crowd. This was Nick. He was pissed, right? Yeah. Xanadu was having none of it after the game last night.
But what does he do with his skates? I'm being serious.
I think he has someone hold them at one of the bars, I believe. Am I wrong, Nick? I thought I heard him say that one time. He does do that.
There's so many little nuances that you have to take care of your Xanadu.
To yell and scream and cheer on our team.
Yeah. Who the hell in the last row of the upper deck is getting mad at someone for yelling? where do you think you are?
I'm not getting mad at the guy fornicating.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 300 section.
Like, if you're not drunk, you're not there.
Right.
Stop yelling, Xanadu! Stop yelling, Xanadu! But there's only one man, apparently, against 17,564 people who don't want to get loud. I understand the Bruins were giving us very little to cheer for, but you need to get out there. You need to yell. You need to scream. Stop giving me that look. Yell, scream, cheer for your team.
So he's blaming the crowd.
Oh, yeah. It's the crowd's fault.
My throat hurts. Seriously, it's just funny, listening to him.
It's funny. Mine does, too. Xanadu just coming out. He is not happy with the crowd. Someone said
pissed.
Something to him, and he didn't like it.
I just think he like put everything into the game, and then the way that it ended.
Well, it sounds like someone said something to him, which is you're out of your mind. Like you're going up to that guy and talking crap,
right?
Without knowing what he does for a living. Seriously, if you didn't know what he did for a living, you ran into that guy, you don't mess with that.
I just can't wait until he stands up for graduation when he gets his master's and he rollerblades up there.
Maybe if you yelled a little louder, they would have played a little better. Let's go, Bruins!
All right. So you have any closing thoughts?
Your father's f***ing great.
Horrible.
You can't live in the shadow, Nick.
You're great.
Your father, he makes the best meatballs in Boston.
Literally everybody that I've been interviewed tonight meatballs. Have talked about either meatballs or my father. This has
You're
never happened.
You're a great guy, too. I mean, your
so
father's
a man. He said so condescendingly. You're a great guy, too. I mean, you're fine. But your dad... I mean, that guy,
Is this a meatball or a marble, for God's sakes?
Oh. What an error by Nick to put his dad on the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and here is another one.
Okay, this one right here. This is just, this isn't even as much a recap as it is, I kind of wanted you to hear what the crowd sounded like. Like, Bird, before he interviewed somebody, had just pressed record, and this is just a little bit of the sound of what was going on outside the TD Garden.
Is this for radio?
All right, so it starts off with, let's go Blues, let's go Blues. And the Bruins fans like, F that, let's go Bruins. And they both look at each other and goes, can we all agree the USA rocks?
Yeah.
This is me in the middle. Come on, guys.
These are all imaginary lines that are drawn. But we're really part of a much larger collective.
I can
go
see.
Blues! What you think of the game tonight? I know we lost.
I thought it was an okay game. You know, I'm a game five survivor. Yeah. You know, I went to the game five of the series. We were there. LA killed it.
It's just in the background. It's like, F the Blues. F the Blues.
What are you going to do? They're all standing around there like they own the place.
Nice.
All right, well, there you go. What I want to do next is I definitely want to hear the story that Wallach had. He was on the ninth floor.
This is great. Right. So Wallach told me a story. He spent the evening with the media yesterday, and he told me a story that was so strange that I made him stop before he finished about somebody locally.
It's not too hard to put the pieces together, but if Bruins game ninth floor weird.
Yep.
It doesn't take a genius to crack that code, but Wikipedia Browns out there, you can listen up because John's going to tell his tale in just a moment.
So you have any closing thoughts?
Your father's f***ing great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. The real nightmare. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I just want to hear from a Blues fan. George, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys keep talking about this talent disparity. Your station, every Bruins fan I come into contact with. But the big disconnect is that when you guys are playing a team that outworks, is tougher, outhits, and has a bigger will to win, all that talent in the world means nothing.
It's true. Last night you saw that, you know, right up. One team wanted it more than the other. One team played harder. You know, they certainly outhit them. But
talent is everything.
I would argue that the Vancouver Canucks were more talented than the Bruins were when they won the Cup.
But that was finesse talent. They had the Sedin twins. Who were easily intimidated. This is this is a, this.
I'm not gonna knock the guy because I mean, you admit though the Bruins on paper are more talented.
Yeah, but the game's not played on paper.
You're right. You're exactly right.
This isn't the NBA. Then why
sign free agents?
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you guys.
Why don't I just load my team up with massive forwards and defensemen and just have them pummel people every game? I'll win every cup.
The Blues have talent too. Like, I mean, but I'll agree with you that the talent on paper is better with the Bruins. There's no question. I totally agree with that. Probably in all phases, maybe. But the difference is that the Blues are very resilient. They outwork teams. They hit. They're tough. They take a punch, they punch back harder. And there's a disconnect between Bruins fans and you guys that just keeps saying talent, 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 talent.
No. George, all morning long, we've been saying that St. Louis had about the best comeback as you could from that game one. They got humiliated in game one. They were pushed around. They let the Bruins dictate the complete terms of the game. And it was an answer that, as I said, if you were a Bruins fan and they did that, you'd be like, that's exactly what we need.
But over talent, a seven-game series.
I'll say it. Talent, talent, talent. Yes, talent. That first line's the best first line in the league. They'll put it together.
But talent doesn't always win.
Over a seven-game series, though, it should. That's my point.
Oh, please.
There's been examples throughout sports history that the more talented team has lost because another team came out and fought with more grit. They were tougher, and they were more mentally
superior. Does that happen 90% of the time?
No, it doesn't.
That's my point.
But it does happen a lot.
Well, you're saying that, you know, underdogs can win. There's no
kidding. It happens in every sport, but ultimately, if you're looking at a series and playing the odds, you look at the more talented team. If they're not Sedin twins talented, I agree with you, Fred.
Oh no, the
talent on this team is also tough. They're not, you know, European skating.
See, I would argue
either.
That it's already happened twice in these playoffs. Like, it happened with the Lightning. We saw that. Lightning had way more talent, and they got out-muscled. So did Washington. Washington had way more
talent.
Washington
won last year against the Vegas team that was supposed to be all great.
I think Tampa Bay's once-in-a-generation upset.
Yes.
I mean, that you just don't ever see that happen.
But I just gave you two examples in these playoffs alone where the more talented team lost.
Well, the Bruins beat Columbus, and, I mean, so they beat the team that beat Tampa. No, talent is very important, especially the talent that the Bruins have.
And then the Bruins beat the team that beat Washington.
No, we all agree. Yeah. The one thing about the Bruins, though, is he's completely dismissing that the Bruins are able to do exactly what St. Louis did last night. I mean, you saw it in game one. They out-muscled. They dictated the terms. And that's not something that doesn't exist with the Bruins. Like Vancouver, they're not like finesse. They can turn it on. But last night, they just weren't
for
able to.
Can the Blues do that for three more games?
When they shut down the first line for three more games.
I'm scared about that first line. I mean, how many times did you watch those last two? Dude, they're minus seven for the first two games.
There's a long way to go in the series. And from what we've seen of these three guys, and again, keep going back to Pastrnak. He found it. I think Marchand's going to find it too. And Bergeron has never been gone from a playoff series this long. I have to believe that they will find themselves. Water will find its level. These guys will find it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, they went to overtime. This game went to overtime with the Bruins playing like crap, except for Rask and Krug. I mean, if the power play and the first line are just normal.
I mean,
if they're just normal.
I'll go back to that stat that makes me just, it's astounding. In five power plays that they had last night, the Bruins were only able to muster up three shots on goal, which is the exact amount of shots that St. Louis had during the Bruins' power plays.
And one of the shots is the goal that Coyle scored.
Which was a joke goal.
Very early and soft.
I mean, that is unbelievable how much they've been missing these past two games. And I'm with you, Fred. I mean, it's not always going to stay that way. And hopefully Cassidy's going to do something where they're able to figure it out.
Could the Blues win the series? Certainly. But, I mean, don't hand me a bunch of garbage that talent doesn't matter.
Well, he's making it sound like the Bruins don't have the same thing that he talked about that St. Louis had yesterday.
But it's fine. I mean, but the idea that talent doesn't matter is ridiculous.
Not that it doesn't matter. That sometimes a team can just show up who has more grit and just wants it more.
Do you think this is that series?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But last
night. So we're
night,
all in agreement here.
Yeah, but last night was that game.
But I just.
There's no argument there.
We're going around in circles, but the idea that I mean, just then why even sign anyone? Just be like Nintendo Hockey and make everyone fat guys.
Why don't you ask the Celtics from this year that? I mean, what did Paul Pierce say? He said that this team is way, they're going to out-talent the Bucks.
Well, but that's not a fair comparison because the Bucks had the best record in the NBA this season. They won 60 games.
Paul Pierce didn't win anything until they got talent on that team.
Rams-Patriots, not this last one, the first Super Bowl.
18 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
let's go back to the Jets and Colts in 1969.
I could keep naming examples where it happens.
Yes,
I don't
of
think
course.
This is
and the majority of time, the team that's better wins. You're looking at these games because they're famous. The Super Bowls because they're famous because they're mammoth upsets. I could go back to Joe Namath in '69. You can go back to the Patriots too.
Against the Russians.
U.S. hockey against it happens. No one's sitting here saying it doesn't happen. But the majority of the time, the better team wins if they show up.
That first line just needs to figure it out.
And they will. I'm very confident they will find it.
I mean, there's 330 goal scorers. I mean, they can't just all forget
how to
play.
Long way to go. And I'll be the first to admit I thought the Bruins would get this team out of there fast. And what last night proves is it's not going to happen that way.
Kevin Weeks, and I'll go back to this, is I think he picked the Bruins at the beginning of the season to win it all, and he predicted that they'd split it home. So, I mean, I just think it's interesting that someone who picked the Bruins before the season also predicted to split at home.
Well, there's also the theory, and I mentioned it earlier, and I don't mean this to sound like let's try to, you know, shine some sun on a dog's ass, but that's as bad as they're going to play. I can't see them playing any worse than they did.
Unless Rask falls apart.
Well, unless Rask falls apart, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and they lost Grizzlick. They had five defensemen, and they got worn down. It went to overtime. I mean, Jesus, they're going to lose a game.
Yeah, but losing and being pushed around.
They went to overtime.
I know, but...
They went to overtime, and they've had five defensemen. I mean, come on. They weren't, you know, sisters of the poor out there limping around. I mean, it went to overtime. It was 2-2. I mean, there's a million things. This idea that the Blues completely dominated yesterday is a false narrative. Now, they out-hit them, and they were more physical. But, I mean, it's not like they had...
For two periods, they carried play. And the Bruins were pinned down in their end for long periods of time.
And what did they get out of it?
Two periods in overtime. Overtime was an embarrassment.
Overtime too.
Overtime, they didn't stand a chance.
Yep.
Anthony, go ahead.
The second line, Krejci's line, and Krejci is a playoff stud. The second line with Backes is just not working out. I don't know who they put in that spot, but... It seems like the chemistry on that line is entirely mixed up.
Yeah, I mean, do you move Heinen up? They moved Heinen up to the first line yesterday. Backes doesn't get a lot of playing time.
Wasn't Backes on the first line for a minute there?
Could be. I mean, they moved Heinen up. I mean, they could have done a shift or two with him. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
So you guys are talking about how usually the most talented team on paper wins, like out in the series. But, I mean, if that was the case, they wouldn't play. And, I mean, granted, yeah, the Bruins are more talented. But I've seen them get into sloppy streaks like they were in the overtime last night over a couple of games. So, I mean, if they play like they did in that overtime, I don't remember them even touching the puck in the offensive zone.
Yeah, I mean, if they play like that in the overtime, they're going to lose.
Of course. The majority of the time, can we agree on that? The majority of the time, the more talented team wins. The majority of it.
This is a ridiculous argument.
I agree. I can't believe we're still batting this around.
I mean, why play Bryce Harper? I mean, just don't do it. Just, you know, get a manager that could get in kids.
Yeah, the object of all general managers is to get the most talented roster. Mm-hmm. And not to build your team with a bunch of third liners and muckers and grinders.
Then I better not hear one word of critique against Danny Ainge.
That's right. Steve, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Hey, love your show. Hey, you know, Rich, sometimes I don't know about you. It's like you just get backed into these takes. Rich, I mean, the fact, you can't just, like, point to one series and say, well, Washington lost, therefore, talent doesn't matter. I mean, the fact that...
I pointed to two just during the playoffs alone. I talked about the Lightning one as well.
The Lightning one was historical upset that won't happen again for another 20 or 25 years.
Right. I'm just giving examples of, you know, people were saying that talent doesn't, you know, talent usually wins. And I'm like, well...
It usually does. Yeah, usually it does. Sure, understand. You happen to be pointing out the times it didn't.
Two examples in this playoffs alone here in the NHL playoffs.
I know, exactly. The fact that those stick out to you, though, proves how rare it is. Of course, talent isn't 100%. It's not chess, but to say that talent doesn't matter is like
saying
that
Transformers
is a good movie. I mean,
Transformers is a bad movie. I'll agree with you on that. All the Transformers, right. Except for Bumblebee, is supposed to be pretty good.
I just opened up the Athletic.
I got your back, Prime. Oh, what does he say? I'm sorry, that's Wahlberg.
I won't let you down, Prime.
I won't let you down, Prime. That's right.
I just opened up the Athletic and saw that the Cardinals lost 11-4.
Yeah.
So,
Donnie Wahlberg, by the way, with the tweet of the night that people up in press row.
Oh, it's great.
Donnie Wahlberg, tweet of the night, because there was a new Wahlbergers on last night, and he said, I hope everyone's watching Wahlbergers tonight. And he got an avalanche of tweets the other way. No, Donnie, the Boston native. I really want to, you know, turn off the Stanley Cup final game so I can watch a show about a hamburger.
True Bostonian there.
Maybe he was being sarcastic.
No,
I don't think there was anything ironic about it. He just completely forgot.
You want to talk about talent? Cardinals 11-4.
So he said, enough of this talent talk. What's up with John Wallach and his
voice? Right,
okay.
Because we got to get to that.
Yeah, all right. So
that was my bad. We teased something, but then I wanted a Blues fan's perspective.
Right.
And he said talent didn't matter. All right. So here we go. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Parayko, high slot to the right circle. Perron, back to Parayko. Shoots blocked.
And Nordstrom laying out to block that shot.
He's stunned
on a one-timer
right
from Parayko. He's hurt.
Parayko, high slot. Shoots blocked. Rebound in the slot. Batted left of the net. Trouble here. Squirts over to the near side. Corrali. Nordstrom still trying to shake it off. High slot, Parayko. And it's blocked again by Nordstrom. Near point, Parayko. Nordstrom going for the block again. Parayko deals to the far point.
The shades of Gregory Campbell.
Well, thank God it wasn't Gregory Campbell, because Nordstrom has been very important in this playoffs, and he was fine.
That was a great moment, though. I mean, that was...
It was great, but, I mean, I wasn't listening on the radio, but just when I heard Gregory Campbell, I kind of freaked out, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, right, who broke what? Yeah,
well, I mean, did he break his leg?
They said that on TV last night,
That's
too.
What I'm saying, is that I heard it on TV, and I'm like, would the guy break his leg? All right, so anyway, John Wallach was fortunate enough yesterday to get a press pass. They're nice people here, got him a press pass to the game. And when you get a press pass, it's not the greatest. You're up on the ninth floor, and it's this...
Called a halo section.
It's like a halo section. So it's like circular around the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to cheer or anything. Alcohol is frowned upon.
I don't think they sell it up there.
No, bringing it up is frowned upon. Believe me, I know. And it's like, I'm not going to a game and not drinking beer.
Yeah.
But it's like, for real. Like, I've done it when I had season tickets to the Thrashers. I did it a couple times, but no. If I'm going into the city, I'm doing it.
Sure.
So, John got up there, and so all the members of the press up there, the Haggertys.
Who are you sitting with, though? Like,
I'm sitting next to Ty Anderson and Matt Dolloff. Sports Hub had four press seats in a row, and I guess Murray was supposed to be there, but Murray wanted to sit in the company box last night, so he was down on the sixth floor. I didn't see him at all. So it was me, Ty Anderson, and Matt Dolloff, and up in the halo section, there are like 10 seats at a time, and then they're sectioned off by poles. You guys have seen this.
Yeah,
there are poles every 10 seats. So I'm all the way at one end of the 10-seat section next to a pole. And legit, on the other side of the pole is another block of 10 seats completely taken up by Nesson personnel. And as I said earlier in the show, Nesson was doing hits in between periods. I found out it was for Facebook Live.
Oh,
that's what they're doing. So, you know,
Dale and Billy Jaffe would get up behind a screen that was put behind them that was like 50 feet across the way there over in the corner, and they'd set it up and put a camera there. So all the Nesson people were sitting there. And I'm watching, you know, during the game, everyone's sitting there, all the producers. And on the far side of that other 10-seat section, so 10 seats over from me, I look over my right shoulder around the pole, and Jack Edwards is standing up. Now, Jack usually stands up. He's an excitable guy. I know he's not doing the games anymore, but you could see he's really into it.
Let's see that booty bounce.
And I think, you know, I understand Jack's an excitable guy. You know, Brickley's sitting down. He doesn't care. He's there. But what really caught my attention is Jack is wearing headphones with a microphone attached to it. And I'm thinking, okay, this is really strange.
Hang on. Not attached to anything.
I don't know if it's attached to anything or not.
Regardless, it's not going over any frequency.
It's that we know. Weird. Yes. I don't know what's going on.
Well, they can't do play-by-play. I mean, it's horribly illegal.
Right. You have to have a license to do that.
Here's the thing. Jack is doing play-by-play. He's standing there doing the game. Now, I don't think it's for anything. It can't be, right?
It can't.
Licensing rights.
Well, I think you guys have a problem with that.
All over the world. I mean, look, you have networks all over the world. Like, Finland had a broadcast team there.
Sure.
Broadcast teams from all over the world, they've paid the NHL an exorbitant amount of money to be in the building.
Yeah, you can't just do the Jack Edwards ham radio call of the game.
So Jack is doing the Stanley Cup Finals game by himself now. Brickley is sitting down watching the game. It was really strange.
Is he moving his hands and being demonstrative?
Yes, he's doing it all.
Well, he has headphones on with a microphone.
The headphones that you have on now, if you're watching this on Twitch, you'll see the headphones Fred has on now, but a microphone's attached to them with a microphone.
He has the Bobby Brown My Prerogative.
Yes, he does. He has the Bobby Brown. Uh-huh. It's attached to him. And you see I do it when I fill in for Grandy. You have the headphones
with
the microphone in front of your mouth. He's doing the game.
To himself?
I guess.
Well, no, of course it's to himself.
So what are people saying or doing as they walk by?
Are they avoiding him?
No. The really strange thing is everyone walked by like it was normal. None of the Nesson people were looking at him. Nesson's like, oh, okay.
Because I've heard that he does the games to himself. Ty Anderson told us that. But I didn't realize he wears a microphone and B is standing up and being demonstrative.
It was really strange.
Here's why no one's looking at him. Because he's been doing this. Now, this is his third round doing it. And everyone who's up there has been up there for most of the time. Unless
that's true,
because
they lost
market.
The rights after the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
That's right.
So all of the regulars around that area, they're numb to it now.
No, I disagree. It's like when someone comes up to you at a red light with asking for money. You try not to look at him.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because you don't want to encourage them getting you involved.
I've spent.
You could go, John Wallach here in the booth. What do you think? And then they hand you a microphone that's plugged into like a Fisher-Price tape recorder.
Oh, no.
I guarantee you he's taping himself calling the game, and then he goes home and listens to the game.
Just about to say that. Like, I bet he's like this morning listening to his own call and maybe trying to sync it up to the television.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Ever since I first saw it, does he throw it to replay? I don't know. But I looked at Ty Anderson because Ty was obviously there for game one. I'm like, is this? No, did he? He was here. He was here Monday night. Just weird.
Let's reach out to Jack and see if we can get the lost Jack Edwards tapes. Like what it would have sounded like if he called the game.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it's like when a homeless guy comes up to you with a bucket.
Just grab him in the biscuits.
I don't know what I can't. I've tried really hard to think about what else it could be because maybe it's give Jack benefit of the doubt, and I can't think of another answer. I don't know.
There's no rights. He has nothing.
I don't
know. He can't do the play call over Facebook Live.
No.
He can't do the play call over anything.
No.
Okay. So hang on. Jaffe's about to come on with us.
Yes.
Okay. He would know. He would know what the deal is.
But he's going to get all like political and be like, and just go, he's an odd guy.
It's an easy question to answer. Is he recording it or is he doing it for any other entity?
There's no way he can't be. Okay. He's on press row.
Okay. Maybe.
He's not. Hang on. He's on press row. you don't have the ability to broadcast.
And also, Rich, if he was doing the game for someone, remember I told you, like, Finland has a broadcast crew in there. They cordon them off.
Oh, that's a great point.
They cordon all these guys
he's
off.
He's just standing
them, like, curtains around them to separate them from everyone else. So
you can't have ambient noise.
No bleeding into the other broadcast.
You can't just have everyone standing around yelling.
He's like the dude standing outside of Park Street Station screaming at the sky. Just
Yes. He's got like a Mr. Microphone.
Hang on, go to line one. I need to find out what's going on here. Because I just looked at his Twitter page, and it doesn't say that he was doing anything. Jack Edwards was, like, had any assignments.
I don't know what. I'm trying hard to think about what else it could be. I don't have any other answers.
Pete, go ahead.
Hey, so I'm on Reddit a good amount for the game threads. There's, like, a live discussion going on. And during the regular season, Jack has actually shown up there when it's an NBC game. And we've talked to him about, or we've asked him to, like, do a conference call or some kind of Twitch stream where he can do that. And he's always been real adamant about the NHL broadcast rights and everything and not being able to do that. So I really think it's just him taking his own personal notes. And he hasn't been showing up in the games since round one. And he's been saying he's been taking meticulous notes, so he hasn't been able to comment.
So he's dictating his notes into, like,
standing up
into his phone? I mean, what's he doing?
I think maybe that's just how he processes it.
Okay.
He has to do it himself.
I didn't think of that. That's certainly possible. The headphones and the microphone could have been wired into his phone, and he's dictating notes on the game. Maybe that's what it is.
Standing up and
Standing up and being demonstrative.
Somebody just said that he's no longer Jack E. He goes by Jack G.
By the way, we talked about Jaffe for a second. Jaffe's playing hurt a little bit. Did you see him last night?
No.
Of course, you didn't turn it in. Jaffe looks like he got punched in the face. He has a red, it looks like someone punched him in the eye. It's not like pink eye like I had. It's bright red in one of his eyes.
Jack Edwards' loose hand apparently, is demonstrative.
Apparently a blood vessel. I mean, you'll see it when he comes in. It looks like he got hit.
But so Jack Edwards is just standing around, dancing around.
Yeah.
Jack G.
All right.
I don't know, man.
Eric thinks he has an explanation.
Okay.
Eric, go ahead.
All right.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So I vaguely recall, like, those Nesson puts out those Road to the Championship things.
Yep.
Those DVDs at the end of the season. And I'm pretty sure that they're allowed to record their own play-by-play, and I'm pretty sure he's probably doing that to get it in the moment.
I highly doubt that they're allowed to do that.
They don't have the license, I don't think, to do that.
No, there's no way.
Stanley Cup Final with Jack calling it, I doubt it.
All right. There's got to be a bounty. For some of the people, if anybody in the media, because they're coming back for Game 5, can get me a video of Jack Edwards just calling the game to himself.
You see, that's the thing. I texted Rich this last night, Fred, and Rich was like, you got to get a video. And it was just, there was no surreptitious way of doing it. You know, there's no state of, Jack, over here. You can't.
I don't think he'd care.
I don't think he'd care either.
No, but I mean, the other part is not to look like a, Nick's all set.
Nick immediately says,
but I mean, there's no way to put my phone up over all of the other 9 Nesson employees and not look like a complete jackass. There's just no way.
Well, you're not the one looking like a jackass.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
documenting.
All right, how about an a-hole?
Insanity.
That's what I'm saying. No, not to look like an a-hole.
It's not like people at Nesson don't think it's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of true, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, even, say it was for a Road to the Cup thing, which it's not, but let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. He's not in a soundproof room.
Yeah, right.
He's just around people. Like, you can grab popcorn and have a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, you can yell.
You should do that. You should walk over there and just bring somebody like Nick and have a loud conversation in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, you're loud.
It's true. He was right on the end.
And see if he gets angry.
The Nesson 10 grouping was right on the end of press row.
Or just go up and talk to him. Jack, what's up, man? How you been? Here's some popcorn. You want a little popcorn? And just see what he does. Like, in the middle of his, like, imaginary. It's like, what are you doing? Like, this is like imaginary broadcast.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Yeah, we sure Jack's not just talking into an empty can of corn with the string coming out of it.
I mean, that's awesome.
I mean, have you guys ever liked anything as much as Jack loves the Bruins?
Good for him, man. That's great. I mean,
seriously.
But that's weird.
No, it is weird, but I mean, Jack loves the Bruins. He does.
He loves aliens.
Loves it.
Well, I'm not lying. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe he's practicing his craft, something Soucy and Zolak should do, because they're the worst team and broadcast team in sports.
Not
you
true.
Don't actually come on. You don't actually think that? Come on. There's Deerdorf.
That's a cheap joke. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Already. With that nonsense.
Get that out of here.
Yeah, kick it to the curb.
I'm just going to think of that now. I'm just like, the play. I need a video. A fresh Hey Guys Hey t-shirt.
He whitened his teeth.
To the person in the media who can get a video of that.
Can you just picture him turning? It's creeping me out. Can you just picture him turning around with those teeth?
His eyes all red.
Oh, man.
Imagine if he did that.
He's coming down from New Hampshire. That's weird, dude. In knowing that he's like an odd guy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's an odd guy. I mean, we can all say that.
We can all
agree. I think that he would agree.
Yes. I like his broadcast. I do. I'm one of the rare people who I think it's entertaining because he's kind of weird. And
I don't mind him.
And that seeps into the broadcast.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I just know he's very curious about aliens.
The weird thing is that Brickley didn't even throw him a bone. I mean, Brickley's sitting three seats over.
What's he supposed to do? Join in with the idea that
Brickley's not even looking at him. Brickley's like watching the game, and he said, okay, there's my broadcast partner. He's over there. I'm just going to sit here. You know? Well, if he wants to call the game,
Jaffe's not going to be honest. Jaffe's not going to be honest, but I can guarantee you that they've had conversations. The guys that like played the game. Saying, like, what is he, the hell is he doing?
I don't even care about that. I just want to know what he was doing last night, whether there is some sort of explanation. Because maybe there's some easy explanation we don't know. I just want to know if there is.
I can't think of one.
Because right now, it's just amazingly, awesomely weird.
Okay, we'll break.
All right,
so we'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
I don't think that's a hit we want in our game. I think it's, you know, from behind, elevated into his head, into the glass. You know, if that's a two-minute penalty, there's going to be a shortage of defensemen, I think, in the series by the end of it. But that's in somebody else's hands. That's something that I think if I'm making that hit, I'm probably watching from the bleachers for a few, but we'll see what happens with their player.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Billy Jaffe set to join us at 9 o'clock.
I just want to follow up on that clip I played there, right there, Fred. That was the Backus clip talking about the Sundquist hit on Matt Grizzlick's head into the boards. There's going to be I think today, the NHL player safety, they're taking a good look at the hit and whether or not it warrants any kind of hearing. I mean, I've watched it. It's obviously it's a bad hit, but I looked and the elbow didn't go into the head. It was like high on the back, and I don't think there was intention. He's probably not going to get suspended. Although there was this great tweet that came from one of the writers for the St. Louis News
Dispatch.
Post Dispatch. A guy named Jim Thomas who covers the team, and he said a Torrey Krug's hit on Robert Thomas was celebrated by the Bruins in Game One. Oscar Sundquist's Game Two hit on Matt Grizzlick was not. All right. Well, if you can't see the difference, there's still people who
didn't Hurley put something out like the guy was all butthurt about.
Well, this guy also is like, you know, spreading stuff that didn't happen about, you know, Spygate. He's still hooked on Spygate.
So he's like a pandering guy.
Yeah, he's right. He's Captain Pander over there for
I've never heard dispatch. Of him. All right, wait.
What's that, Jaffe?
Go ahead. It's not your time.
Sorry.
But you're getting paid.
He really compared those?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He compared the two.
Jackass.
Billy's on no sleep. I like that. No filter. I like that a lot.
Billy, just turn your mic on.
You keep the mic on.
I didn't. Well,
there's something to be said. One thing to compare it to a different type of hit. That they're not even comparable.
I know.
Those hits.
Yeah, well,
I mean, whatever.
One is like from behind. I mean, the other thing, too, is that, and I don't know, I guess, well, we're about, we got to take a break.
Yeah, not take a break.
We got to do our headlines, and then we'll come back with you.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do want to get your opinion on, I mean, everyone's going nuts.
About Jack Edwards.
About Jack Edwards. We have to talk about that, too.
Okay. And Davy Crockett yesterday.
Well, I mean, the Jewish Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett.
Well, it's because he wrestled a
bear.
Yeah.
He wrestled a bear.
Couldn't have gotten Grizzly Adams.
It couldn't come to my head.
Well, Davy Crockett like killed Tim McGuire when he was only three.
Hang on, I looked up Davy Crockett, and it actually, like, he was, like, some badass woodsman.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. It kind of fit. I thought I got it wrong, too. I was trying to get Grizzly Adams, you know. So I was trying to get Grizzly Adams, but Davy Crockett kind of got the point there. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
There you all go. Right. All right. No commercials here, just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.